From JMI Wealth, it's Tuesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
So Turkey, one of those countries you don't pay a lot of attention to, of course, until you start to think, is this Greece part two? So what's going on?
Yeah, it could be. We haven't had a good contagion story for a while, have we, Mike? So, you know, another day, another Greece. Yeah, bit of drama going on in global markets. And yeah, very much at its epicenter is Turkey. Now, we probably have to do a quick recap here just to kind of figure out how we got to where we are. So we've got President Erdogan. Now, he came to power in 2014. It's fair to say it's been fairly eventful in Turkey since he came to power. Now, in May, he said he intended to take greater control of the economy, including monetary policy. Who needs a reserve bank when you can do it all yourself? The Turkish lira has, it's fair to say, come under some pressure. Inflation's getting out of control. He's got offside with the rating agencies. He's appointed his son-in-law as the economic chief of Turkey. Thrown to the mix some fairly difficult foreign relations with Syria, a detained US pastor, and now a very strained relationship with the US, with the US. And so the currency has really taken a bath. I mean, it was up to about early July, you're talking about $4.5 to the US. Then it weakened off to $5, which was actually quite a significant move. However, things really started to go sort of terribly wrong at the beginning of August, and went from $5 to the US dollar to about $7 to the US dollar. That's about a 40% move. Trump has also slapped tariffs on country's steel exports as well. But Mike, it's not just all about this. I mean, if you thought this was contained within Turkey, that would be okay. But yeah, remember Greece. A lot of people have lent a lot of money to Turkey, and it's denominated in US dollars. So their ability to repay that money is now obviously been significantly hampered by the fact that their currency is significantly weaker. Now, I've seen numbers floating around 350 billion US dollars. There's talk now of whether or not a bailout will be required. There seems to be a fair spread of exposure on this debt. There's some of it's in Spanish banks, Italian banks, French banks, US banks. In terms of who's lent them. But the real concerns are the spreading across emerging markets and into general share markets as well. And if I look across Asia Pacific yesterday, Mike, there was a fair element of sort of catch up because we saw weakness in the other markets on Friday night. But we've seen some pretty significant falls. The Japanese market's down 2%, similar falls in Korea, Taiwan, Philippines. And it's flowed into our market yesterday as well. So we wait and see.
Need this like a hole in the head. Now, it looks like, am I reading this right? It looks like the Saudis, when he says he's got the dough, this is at Tesla, the Saudis have got the dough, basically.
Yeah, so we haven't spoken about this, have we, much since he came out and said he wanted to take the company private. We know he's been in talks with Saudi investors. They could assist in this plan to offer up to $420 a share to shareholders who wanted to exit. So the share price jumped about $380. I think it's trading at right now around $358, so it's pulled back a little bit. Yeah, Musk has actually put a blog out, I think in about the last 24 hours, when he says sort of what happens next. He says he's spoken to the Saudis. What he's saying, though, is you don't need $70 billion, which is the number that's been talked about, because only about two-thirds, because he thinks two-thirds of people will actually want to keep their shares, so you only need about a third of that. Okay. The interesting thing is that site Teslarati, it's saying that the $420 that they're going to pay is actually a bargain. You know why it's a bargain, Mike?
Why?
Autopilot data. Apparently, you've got the world's most extensive amount of real-world driving data because all the Teslas are out there driving. So you've got billions of miles of either autopilot data or shadow mode autopilot data that they think is going to be extremely valuable. There you go.
Okay. What's the dollar at? 20 cents US?
No, but it has. We talked about the effect that the RBNZ had on the currency, and it's still weaker. And this whole business with the Turkish lira is actually putting some pressure on some of the fringe currencies as well. So Kiwi dollar is still under pressure, and people are now starting to talk about the Kiwi dollar being significantly lower going forward as well.
Boy, numbers please.
25,228 on the Dow. They're down 85, about 0.3%. 2830 on the S&P 500, only down small. NASDAQ 7846, actually up 7 at this stage. FTSE 100, they lost 0.3% overnight, 7642. The Nikkei down 2%, 440 points, 21857. Shanghai Composite down 92785. The Aussies lost 26 points yesterday, about 0.4%, closing at 6252. And we lost 66 basis points, 0.73%, closing at 8945. The currencies, 0.6576 against the US, 0.9052 against the Aussie, because the Aussies weakened off more than us, 0.5769 against the Euro, 0.5152 pounds, 72.80 yen. Gold trading at $1,193.57. Brent crude weaker, $71.57.
Beautiful work. See you on Wednesday morning. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, and all of that expertise available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.